Love at the Tower. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1897. Robina Melville stared out of the carriage window and sighed. The sun was setting over the green countryside as she sped towards her Surrey home in Luxham. Seated beside her was Nanny, an elderly lady who had brought her mother up as well as Robina. But Robina's mother was no longer with her. She had died the previous year, and so distraught was her father that he had sent Robina to stay with friends in France. "It is for the best, Robina, my dear," he had said to her on the day he had called her into the library at the rear of the huge rambling building that was Trentham House. How she had shed copious tears as he had sat there at his desk, almost impassively telling her that he wished to be alone, and that he had written to his friends in Paris, the Lamonts, asking them to take Robina in as a guest. "But I don't want to go to France. My place is here with you," she had protested, with even more tears running down her lovely face. At the age of 21, she had known so much sorrow, far too much for one so young. Her beloved mamma's long illness had taken its toll on everyone concerned. At first, the doctors had said it was merely a chill in her stomach that had made her double up in agony one day whilst playing tennis. But then a swelling in her stomach grew, and it became apparent to everyone that this was not a chill at all. Robina's father had sent for a specialist doctor from Switzerland, and for a short time her mother had seemed to rally round and improve. But despite massive doctor's bills and a medicine chest that groaned with pills and potions, herb tinctures and poultices, she grew worse. Robina could recall the day that she collapsed and retired to bed, never to get up again. It had been a fine June afternoon, and a garden party was being held in the gardens of Trentham House. "You must put on your best dress today," Nanny had said to her. "Your mamma will surely want you to look as attractive as possible for her guests." Robina proudly admired the white lawn dress with lovely Nottingham lace on the bodice and cuffs. She had travelled all the way up to London to have it made at her mamma's dressmaker's, which had been such an exciting treat. Pulling on the gown, she wondered what cook had in store for them. She was famous throughout the country for her cakes and pastries. "Do you think that there will be any young people of my own age present?" she had asked Nanny, who was busy plotting Robina's hair up into an elegant French knot before carefully pinning her new summer hat on top. "I would think so, dear," Nanny had answered through a mouthful of pins. "After all, it's a very special occasion. I just hope that Mamma is feeling better today. She did look terribly pale at dinner last night." "She will be right as rain, Robina. You must not worry so much about her. This doctor from Switzerland seems to have worked miracles." "But she hardly ate anything at dinner," sighed Robina, unable to stop herself admiring her reflection in the mirror, despite her concern. "Your mamma has never had a large appetite, which is why she still boasts the same slender waist she had as a girl. Now come along, Robina. Your mamma and papa will want you downstairs to greet their guests as they arrive." Robina ran downstairs and saw that their footman was already showing people into the garden. Walking past a rose-covered arch, she noticed that her mother was chatting to a large group of people. "How pale she looks," she thought to herself. As she approached, her mother turned and smiled. "Darling, do come and join us. Lord Hampton was just telling us about his son Robert's exploits in India." The old man's face lit up as Robina walked across the lawn towards them.
"Robina, my dear, how lovely you look," he said, and almost immediately began to cough.